What would you do if you could spend just one more day with someone you've lost? This question haunts Charles "Chick" Benetto, a former professional baseball player whose life has completely unraveled. After his daughter's wedding, to which he wasn't invited, Chick decides he's had enough. He drives to his hometown, climbs the water tower of his youth, and jumps. But instead of finding death, he finds his mother, who has been dead for nearly a decade. Standing by the baseball dugout in her lavender jacket, she offers him the impossible, one more day together. This extraordinary reunion becomes a journey through memory, regret, and the healing power of unconditional love. As Chick will discover, sometimes the people who matter most are the ones we take for granted, and sometimes one day is all you need to change everything. For Chick, seeing photos of his daughter's wedding, a celebration he wasn't invited to, confirmed his deepest fear. He had become irrelevant to those he loved most. His downward spiral began after his mother's death, leading to heavy drinking, lost jobs, and a failed marriage. Being unheard becomes the foundation for giving up, and giving up paves the way to self-destruction. After a late-night crash, Chick walks to his hometown's water tower and jumps. But instead of finding peace, he wakes among fallen branches, alive. There, by the dugout in the morning light, stands his mother, exactly as she was before she died, holding her pocketbook and waiting. For Chick, seeing this impossible apparition leaves only one choice: run toward her with everything he has left. You can be a mama's boy or a daddy's boy, but you can't be both. Forced by his father to choose sides, Chick chose him, mimicking his walk, carrying a baseball glove, enduring painful throws for moments of approval. Everything changed one spring morning in fifth grade when Chick found his mother smoking before noon. When he asked about baseball practice, she simply said, "Daddy's not here." Those three words transformed him into a reluctant mama's boy. His mother, Pauline, Posey, had an Audrey Hepburn elegance, with almond-shaped eyes and dark, sweeping hair. While his father pushed baseball as part of the plan, his mother championed education, secretly sharing novels and encouraging his writing. Like many children, Chick took her unconditional love for granted. She constantly wrote him encouraging notes during drop-offs. Years later, he would discover these notes in old books and jacket pockets, each one a testament to her unwavering devotion, unappreciated until she was gone. When Chick enters his childhood home using the hidden key, he finds fresh food and hears his mother's voice calling, "Charlie," from upstairs. He runs outside in panic, only to have the door open behind him. His mother, dead for years, steps out in blue slacks and a white sweater, looking exactly as she did on her 79th birthday. "What are you doing out here? It's cold," she says. Something melts inside him as he embraces her. At the kitchen table, she tends to his cuts with antiseptic. Despite knowing she's gone, he can't question her presence. When he lacks the will to live, she still cares. He whispers, "Mom," that word death had stolen, and she sighs, "Charlie, the trouble you get into." She scrambles eggs with chives, the little green things he called them as a child. This past tense breakfast with his past tense mother feels familiar, and he surrenders to the impossible moment, savoring every bite. After Chick's father left, his mother adapted swiftly, putting on lipstick, cooking, and simply stating, "Dad isn't going to live here anymore." While his sister cried, Chick held back tears, feeling the burden of being the only male. For months, they believed it was temporary, listening to their parents' arguments about the children and Chick's baseball future. In their small town, neighbors showed kindness to the children while judging his mother. Divorce was scandalous then, and his mother bore the blame because she remained while his father disappeared. Through his teenage years, Chick rejected his mother, avoiding her in public, dodging her affection, ashamed of her status as the town's divorced woman. He wanted a conventional mother who wore house dresses and baked. Once, he cruelly insulted her appearance before her beauty parlor job, fleeing until dark after the confrontation. Now, walking with his mother through the old neighborhood, every memory carries the weight of regret, all the times he could have shown more kindness and gratitude for her sacrifices. As their day ends, Chick and his mother visit people from her past, each encounter revealing unknown facets of her life through the lasting affection of old acquaintances. In a pale yellow brick apartment building, an elderly Italian woman brushes her silver hair. His mother reveals, "She's your father's wife." The truth unfolds. A wartime romance in Italy led to a secret family in America, and a brother Chick never knew. His mother had discovered them one evening through a window, sharing a family dinner that excluded her and her children. Her response became a lesson in loyalty. You have one family. You can't trade them in or run two at once. Sticking with your family is what makes it a family. This revelation exposed his father's hypocrisy about family unity. His father's claim of late knowledge and obligation meant little against his mother's words. "I could have forgiven him almost anything against me, but that was a betrayal of you and your sister, too." Standing with these two women connected by one man's choices, his mother whispers, "Secrets, Charlie, they'll tear you apart." Near death after his suicide attempt, Chick confesses his guilt about choosing baseball over being with his mother when she died. "A child should never have to choose," she whispers, having known all along. The Italian woman shows him a photo of her son and Chick's baseball card, saying, "Perdonare, forgive." His mother guides him through darkness. "You can't lose your mother, Charlie. I'm right here." Before vanishing with a kiss, she corrects his grammar one final time, "My mother and I." In the 2 years following, Chick maintains sobriety despite challenges. He believes his mother saved him that night. Before his death from a stroke 5 years later, he finds peace, selling his mother's house to support his daughter, moving near her, reconciling with his ex-wife, and working at Parks and Recreation, where everyone gets to play. Parents who truly love you shield you from their struggles, and behind every child's story lies their mother's. Perhaps those we've lost stay with us, their love continuing to shape who we become, enough to help us forgive others and ourselves.